Today, a Senate committee rejected President Bush's proposal to overhaul clean air laws. Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island joined all the Democrats on the panel to vote against the new power plant regulations that left the committee deadlocked in a tie. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren was there for the vote.
President Bush has promoted his so-called Clear Skies plan for 4 years. Just last week, he said Congress needs to send him the bill to sign this year. So today's vote was a rare legislative defeat for the president. Democrats and Republicans disagree about whether Clear Skies or current law would clean the air faster. Senator Chafee said it was not a hard choice for him to vote against the president's bill.
This is an easy no vote for me. I'm very comfortable that the existing legislation protects our environment, clean air, better than clear skies.
But his Republican colleague from Ohio, Senator George Voinovich, said that blocking the legislation is costly, both for clean air and affordable energy.
Clear skies would be the most aggressive clean air proposal ever enacted, requiring a $52 billion investment from power plants to achieve a 70% reduction in emissions. It keeps coal, our most abundant and cheapest energy source, part of our energy future.
The bill would have created a market-based system to give power plants financial incentives to cut harmful emissions. But it also would have waived most of the regulations that states and federal officials now use to force power plants to clean up. Senator Barack Obama, an Illinois Democrat, said the trade-off would not have resulted in healthier air.
The Clear Skies bill stalled the progress that we've been making. The bill exchanged longer deadlines for tighter controls. It created loopholes in the toxic air program. It doesn't ensure that state-of-the-art technology will be installed, and it cripples the ability of state and local governments to protect their citizens from the devastating consequences of air pollution.
Coal-fired power plants are the nation's biggest polluters. Their emissions cause thousands of premature deaths, tens of thousands of hospital visits, and millions of sick days for Americans each year. Electric utilities were disappointed in the outcome of the vote. They support the president's plan because it would give them more control over when and how much they cut emissions. But environmentalists were happy that the vote failed. They say the president's bill would have set back progress on cleaning the air. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.